This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russia on Friday responded in kind to a barrage of new U.S. sanctions, saying it would expel 10 U.S. diplomats and take other retaliatory measures in a tense showdown with Washington. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said Moscow would add 8 U.S. officials to its sanction list and move to restrict and stop the activities of U.S. non-government organizations from interfering in Russia's politics. He said the Kremlin suggested that U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan follow the example of his Russian counterpart and head home for consultations. Russia will also move to deny the U.S. embassy the possibility to hire personnel from Russia and third countries as support staff. The Biden administration says it's creating a national network to track coronavirus variants that could trigger another pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Virus response advisor Andy Slavitt says even as the administration ramps up vaccination efforts,
more dangerous variants are growing.
He says a $1.7 billion network using funds from the president's virus relief package is aimed at getting ahead of the variants.
This funding will enable CDC and states to do more genomic sequencing.
The announcement comes as CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the nation's seeing more virus cases.
Nearly 70,000 new cases per day.
Up from 53,000 4 weeks ago. She says hospitalizations and deaths are also up, partly because of variants and partly because of relaxed restrictions on gatherings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.